Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Blockers, and it's directed by Kay Cannon. The writers are Brian and Jim Coey, and it stars Leslie Mann and John Cena. But the synopsis is, three parents try to stop their daughters from having sex on prom night. And Matt, what did you think of Blockers?
I was a little skeptical at first as far as watching this movie. Kind of reminded me of American Pie, except it was with teenage girls, so I kind of felt weird watching it. But overall, it was a lighthearted family comedy that kind of hits the perfect balance between raunchy and family. And these days, you're always scared to offend somebody. You're always going to offend somebody. You're not going to make anyone happy. But this movie was actually pretty good. It had its fair share of laughs. I actually enjoyed it.
Okay, Matt. So I'm going to tell you this. My review is going to be the complete and total opposite of everything you just said. 5 minutes into it, I was like, this is not funny. 30 minutes into it, this is not funny. 45 minutes into it, this is not funny. An hour into it?
You didn't like John Cena?
No. An hour into it, I'm sitting there contemplating. I was like, you know what? I'm kind of hungry. I just said to myself, are we going to do this? So I got up and left.
You didn't even finish the movie.
I did not finish the movie. Because I'm like, I already understand how it's going to end. That.
Oh, well, yeah. It was predictable.
The parents are going to overreact. The kid's going to not follow through with all that. Then it's going to be a happy ending and they're going to go off to college. Is that what happened?
Yes, sir. I predicted that in the beginning, just like you.
I sat through Game Night. I sat through Jigsaw. I sat through Independence Day.
I like Game Night. I like Game Night.
I sat through The House, which was bad. I sat through Independence Day Resurgence. And I sat through Assassin's Creed. I cannot stand this. People in the theater are laughing. Apparently, I was just not in the mood to laugh that day. I can go home, make something to eat. Let me just go ahead and walk out. I have not walked out of the movie in a long time.
In a while.
Yeah. And again, I've sat through some garbage. A lot of crap. And this was it. John Cena might have said something funny. He's been in some other movies. He was in Daddy's Home 2. And he was actually okay in that. Yeah. I just could not tolerate this movie on the level of comedy. And like you said, it's kind of like American Pie, where it's raunchy teen comedy. Superbad is kind of like that. But
yeah,
I can't describe how those movies work. I just know that it works better than this movie. Mean Girls is kind of a slightly raunchy comedy. And I think that's better than this movie. A lot better.
I think part of me while watching this movie, after I got over the fact that it just felt weird watching the movie, because I'm not a parent and I don't have any little girls.
Yeah, you know, same thing with me. So maybe I did not connect on that level.
Yeah, I'm not a parent. Some of that stuff I really couldn't relate to and feel, but, you know, I kind of took it for what it is. So hear little girls talk about vagina and penises, balls, and all that other stuff. It's like, kind of made me feel a little creepy. I'm like, I don't know about all this stuff.
Now, if it was college-level characters, maybe that might have been a little different. But, yeah, it did feel a little creepy.
Okay, I thought it was me. I was sitting there because I'm in the movie theater by myself, and everyone's there, like, with their husbands or wives or kids, and I'm like, look at that creepy guy in the corner. I was like, no, I'm only here to watch this
the podcast.
Here I am watching it by myself.
Yeah, I mean, I was always in the back in the single seat. That was like, I was like, oh man, people sitting there looking at me like, oh, something's wrong with him. And then I just got up and left.
Well, it was a big movie theater when I was sitting there. It's not like anyone took me out.
The thing about my theater was that people were laughing. What am I missing?
They were laughing in mine, too.
Yeah, I just didn't understand kind of the dry humor aspect of it. Predictable. The whole thing was like, all right, I know how this is going to end. Because a lot of movies would do the same thing. All right, it's time to go. I'm hungry. Let's make this happen. What score would you give Blockers?
I would give it a 7.0. It was a solid movie. The actors, they did a pretty good job. There was emotional connection between the characters and it was vested interest between parents and kids, and they actually did a very good job as far as developing the interests of the folks and why they acted a certain way. It was very believable.
All right. So as you said, I'm not a parent and then I don't have any children. So some of that just kind of gets eliminated as far as relatability. I did not find it funny. I don't think any of the humor or jokes hit. When I'm sitting there just watching my watch, looking at my watch the whole time, like, all right, well,
that's when it comes time to go.
Yeah, how much longer can I sit through this movie and when there was about another 45 minutes left to go, I was thinking to myself, I'm hungry. It's Friday night. I just want to go home. A long week of work. This is just not it. This is not the movie. If there was a movie to go see this weekend, A Quiet Place.
Balancing which one I would see with.
But yeah, so this movie is getting a zero for me.
A zero?
Yes.
Like Assassin's Creed zero?
Yes, Assassin's Creed zero. Sausage Party zero. Oh,
the Sausage Party was terrible, dude.
Put those movies in the same group. It's the same movie to me. And again, I have seen some terrible movies. Terrible, terrible movies. And this is one of those. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.